Welcome to It's Upgrade Season, the only place to get raw and unfiltered advice on how to get your shit together one week at a time. I'm your host, Alexandria, and join me every Monday for The Upgrade and every Friday for The Wind Down, where I'm going to be answering your dilemmas. Small shifts, huge upgrades. Let's fucking do this. Welcome to The Wind Down, ladies, and we have a sexy wind down today. I actually wish I'd worn something a little bit more sexy for this. We recently went on a tantric retreat, which I'm going to talk about, and I kind of put it on Instagram stories, but it was kind of mysterious at the time. I wasn't sure how much I'd want to share, to be honest. But we flew back to the UK for this retreat. I also didn't overly share where we were going as well, because I thought if people thought I was in the UK, they'd be like, let's meet up. And when I say we flew in and out for this retreat, we literally, like psychopaths, flew in and out for this retreat. And so we went on this tantric retreat, and let's just talk about the packing list to begin with. So it's part of a tantric mastermind that me and Jake are part of. Our friends are joining, and they're like, do you want to join us? And we're like, sure, let's do it. So we've joined with some friends, and it has two retreats included. So this was the first of the retreats. And I was texting my friend, and she was like, have you seen the packing list? I was like, no, haven't seen the packing list. And then she also said, have you seen the waiver? And I had not seen the waiver. So I went on the packing list and the waiver. And let's just say I was already scared, okay? But on the packing list, they were saying, like, you can bring lovely lingerie, like, you know, dress up, like, fucking go for it. And all I could think was, I just want to wear leggings. I just want to wear leggings. I had already pre-packed my stuff actually for the retreat, because we were mid-house move. Again, psychos. But we were mid-house move when we were going to be leaving. So I'd put all my stuff in here. And we've done, you know, we did the episode. If you haven't listened already, I did an episode with Jake all about doing the John Wineland sacred, art of sacred intimacy weekend together. So I've done some stuff like this before. And there does tend to be movement involved, and you know, you're sitting around or you're sitting on the floor, wherever. So I had thought I'd packed practically. I thought leggings, like yoga style stuff, was packing practically. And this is actually so embarrassing. I actually bought, I've spoken about this before because I live in it. It's like a one piece yoga black lycra thing. And I actually took that with me. And that to me was like, oh, that's a bit sexy. Because I was like, it's a one piece. So anyway, my suitcase was full of leggings, joggers, jumpers. And so I said to my friend, like, babe, like, I'm taking my leggings. And she was like, same. She's like, I'm bringing sweats. We are going in sweats. I was like, cool, we'll be in sweats together. And we get there, and there are, to be fair, some other people in sweats, very like normal. I just say like normal clothes, you know, like in normal outfits. But oh my God, some of these ladies, they turned up, like the most beautiful lingerie I have ever seen, ever. This was not some Victoria's Secret stuff. This was like full blown, oh my God, this is insane. And then the most amazing, like, kimono, would you call them a kimono? Like shawls, basically, with like fur sleeves. They looked incredible. And over the course of the weekend, I got a little bit more racy. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe I'm sharing these stories. So I am, oh God, I'm dying sharing this. I'm just going to share anyway. I've started now. So when I got back to UK, I realized I hadn't packed any bras. And I was like, right, I need to run and grab some bras. And where else do you go in England when you need an emergency bra? Of course, Marks and Spencer's. Fucking love M&S. I grabbed some Colin Caterpillar things. I grabbed some undies, you know, the tubs, the really yummy tubs of like the chocolate cornflake things. I also grabbed some hot cross buns, because you don't get hot cross buns in America, which is so sad. So I grabbed all my goodies, and I grabbed some underwear. I am running through Marks and Spencer's with this underwear in my hand. Shout out Helen. And I bump into someone that I know, and I'm like, hi, babe. And she's like, babe, hi. She knows we live in America. So she was like, hi. And I literally am just there with my snacks and my bras. And I'm like, I've got to go. I'm late for this weekend and I just had to buy some bras. And she went, well, at least they're nice bras. And I was like, thanks. So anyway, I bought my emergency bras. So I did buy one nice set, but this is like Marks and Spencer's nice set. This is not like Asian provocateur nice set. So I did have my nice set of underwear. And as the weekend went on, definitely felt more comfortable showing up, shall we say, in the slightly sexier lingerie. But yeah, everyone's in there like Asian provocateur, stunning, beautiful stuff. I don't even know where people buy the shit from. Like, guys, this is where I'm at. And I'm there in my Marks and Spencer's set. So I definitely warmed up. Well, I am now on a mission to buy the most incredible underwear. I will keep you posted on how it goes. If you have any recommendations, please help a girl out. Because, like, I mean, I was pregnant for a year and then I was postpartum and breastfeeding for a year. I was living in Skims bras, which shout out because they are amazing. But, like, I don't even know where to get this shit from. So, recommendations, let me know. God, I'm just full of the embarrassing stories today. I actually have another embarrassing story related to this. Jake actually tried to get me some nice underwear for Valentine's Day this year. This really makes me laugh. So he wanted to get some nice underwear, but he didn't know where to get it from. So he texts the... And this was his first error. He texts the guys in our friendship group. They have like a guys group. We obviously have a girls group and then we have a shared one. He texts the guys and was like, hey guys, want to buy Alex some sexy underwear for Valentine's Day. Where do I get it from? And one of them recommended Lounge. If you know what Lounge is, they do like joggers. They're like nice bras, but I wouldn't say they're necessarily sexy underwear. It's like loungewear. Anyway, this story emerges and he's like, oh, but they recommended like Lounge and it wasn't really the vibe I was going for. So I just didn't get you any in the end. I was like, okay, cool. So I told the girls this story and they were like, wait, what? And then one of my friends said, oh my God, it's me. It's me. And she has loads of Lounge stuff. And she realized her husband must have gone scurrying in her underwear drawer, trying to find a recommendation for Jake and just seen all this stuff that said Lounge on it and being like, Lounge must be where they all get underwear from. So yeah, needless to say, there's not been much sexy underwear around. We are going to up the game. Send me the recommendations. But we went on this tantric retreat. It was mind-blowing. I actually wrote an email. If you're not on the newsletter, why not? Like, make sure you join it. I'll drop a little link in the show notes. But I wrote a whole newsletter on this. It was so profoundly transformational. It was really fucking hard, way out of my comfort zone. I thought I'd left my comfort zone before. This was way out of my comfort zone. And it was a real traditional retreat arc, actually, of get there, feeling really good. Second day, I had a fucking meltdown. And then day three, I'm like, this is the best thing ever. But it was also the first time I left Leo. It's the first time I left Leo. I was so nervous about it. He stayed with my parents, which I felt really positive about. But he was absolutely fine. He was absolutely fine. I really struggled to leave. Everyone told me I would. I cried. I actually left him, like I put him down for a nap and then we left whilst he was sleeping just because of the timing. And I cried putting him down for the nap. And then on day three, I woke up and I was like, I want to leave. But I'm actually so glad I stayed. It was the best day of the retreat. And more importantly, that day, like my family took him out and I was getting the most adorable photos of him just having the best time ever. So if any mums haven't left their babies yet and they're nervous, I just want to say like I had an amazing experience and it was all okay and he's good. And on that note, I'm off to Ibiza next week. No, I already had Ibiza planned. But I'm feeling more confident about it. I was really nervous. I never thought I'd be that fucking girl. Like, honestly, I've had this conversation with my other mum friends. Like, I just never thought I would be that mum who couldn't leave her baby. I thought I would be that mum who was like, the baby's fine. I'm fine. Let's go do these things. And it's so fucking hard. It's so hard to leave your baby. So yeah, that's just the reality of it right now. I am not always finding it easy, but we did it and it was amazing and I'm so glad that we did it. So on this note, this is the sexy wind down because I realized quite a few of the dilemmas we were getting were sex related and I'm always down to have this chat. So send me your juicy sex related dilemmas, please. You can keep them totally anonymous as well. We have a WhatsApp, we have Instagram. I will put question boxes up sometimes as well on stories. So make sure you're dropping your dilemmas in because we love a good juicy dilemma. So the first question I have is, I mean, it's to the point. I love my partner, but the sex is boring. Should I stay with him? Now, I actually want to know what you guys think. Maybe we'll make this into like a little reel, but send me a little DM. Like, what do you think on this? I'm going to give my hot take. I love my partner, but the sex is boring. Should I stay with him? I say yes. Okay. The reason I say this is I actually think hot sex is something you can cultivate and create, not just something that is necessarily automatically there. Okay. So yes, of course, it would be great if when we had sex for the first time with our partners, they knew exactly what we liked, they knew exactly where our clit was, and they knew exactly how to get us off. But let's be honest, it's not always the case. I'm gonna do a shout out for the guys here. These poor men, like, they are expected to come into the bedroom and be sex gods from the get-go. And it's pretty hard to make a woman come. Like, let's be honest, compared to a guy, it is so hard to make a woman come. For a start, there's some stat, it's something like it takes 45 minutes on average to get a woman to come. I'm guessing for a man, it's somewhere around 7 minutes. I probably should have Googled that beforehand. But like, it's just quicker, it's easier, you know what to do. And like, there's other things involved as well where for men, it's so much easier to just focus, even if there's like stuff going on around. Whereas for women, the slightest noise or we remember something on our to-do list, like we've got this scatterbrain energy that's making it so hard for us to just drop into our bodies and be fully present, okay? So I just want to do a shout out for the guys. Like, they have a pretty hard job. Let's help them out a little bit. So I personally think if you love them, and you are deeply fulfilled in all other areas of your relationship, if you have this shared vision, if you know that this is your person, but it's just the sex, you should stay. If it's across a multitude of different areas, maybe there's some bigger issues going on, you know? But let's just focus if it's just the sex, okay? So how are you going to cultivate a better sex life? Well, first of all, I think communication. Like, not telling him you're shit in bed. Brutal. That's not going to help the guy's confidence. But just positive reinforcements of what you... Reinforcements? I don't know what the word is. You know what I mean. But like reinforcing, yeah. Positive reinforcement of what you do like. So like if he touches you in a certain place and you're like, oh my God, I love that. Like, let the man know. Sound as well, like a big block I was working through on this tantric retreat was, I think sound is often performative for women. We are taught to perform in bed. If we look at mainstream narratives, it says, it's like this big sighing and it can be quite performed. I grew up in an era where it was really normal for women to fake orgasms. I have fucking faked orgasms before. So I had this relationship with sound as it's this like forced performative thing. No. Just start to like feel into the sensations in your body. And if there could be a noise or a sound that came from that, start to make that sound. I actually want to give a shout out to Layla Martin there because she's really helped me with this. But that's kind of the energy of it. Feel into the sensations and sound that out. Give him some sound. Give him some, I love it when you do that, you know? Like, let him know what is working for you. And I think you can also let him know what isn't working for you. Say like, oh, like I prefer it when it's like this. Like, make sure you just give him some direction that's positive on top of like the, not just like, I don't like that. It's not that helpful. Okay. Imagine, for example, this is so funny. Imagine like you are blindfolded and you're trying to get like a ball in a, and there's like, I'm thinking of my son's toys. You know, they have those shape toys where they drop the shapes into the box. Imagine you're trying to do that, but you're blindfolded. Okay. And someone else is giving you direction and you're trying to find the gap and they're just like, not there. And you're like, well, I know not fucking there, but where? And then you're doing it and they're like, I don't like that. And you're like, this isn't helpful. Versus not there. Try to the right a little bit. Not there. Go up a little bit. Go faster, whatever it might be. Okay. So not just like, I don't like that. give them some direction. I would schedule date nights or like sex nights. And I kind of break into the next question here, so I won't go into this too much, but like, I would actually schedule some time to work on this together. So if you are in a pattern of just having like your usual quickie on a Friday and you're there looking at the alarm clock, just trying to get through it, just be like, okay, like, is it done yet? I would actually make like a sexy evening of it. You know, I just talked about upping my own game with my underwear. Get some sexy underwear on, get some candles burning. Maybe don't start with sex. Like maybe start with a massage or like feeding each other chocolate or blindfolding each other and doing really delicate touch, you know, just something to get you both a little bit more connected, a little bit more in the mood before going straight into it. And I would also like invite him to go on this journey with you. Like you can do it separately. I know so many women who go on this journey of like sexual awakening essentially by themselves, but it's so fun when you do it with your partner. And honestly, I honestly think like what partner is going to say, no, I don't want the hottest, most amazing alive sex of my life. They're going to be like, fucking sign me up. So even if it's a bit weird and a bit confronting to begin with, I feel like they're pretty soon going to get involved. Okay. When you're like, tonight we're going to try cock and pussy massage. Like what guy's going to say no to a cock massage? You know, they're going to be like, sounds fucking great. Okay. So, start to just explore different things. We've joined masterminds. We've joined shorter experiences. There's so many people out there that do amazing work on this. I mentioned John Wyland, Layla Martin. I feel like Ashay Sundrum does some kind of work around this. Yeah, there's so many amazing people that talk about this. I'm sure there's books. Oh, Lacey and Flynn, they're amazing. They actually have a podcast where they have sex on their podcast, okay? So like maybe listen to their podcast a little bit. They're awesome. But there's loads of resources, loads of things that can help you here, and maybe try and do one together. Babes, if you have been listening to It's Upgrade Season, the podcast, then you need to be joining us live. Picture this, the most epic group of girls you have ever met, high vibe conversation, and the opportunity to have your questions answered. We are bringing It's Upgrade Season to a city near you. We already have tickets live for Manchester and for London, so make sure that you have grabbed your tickets to come join us. And I can't wait to give you a hug and a squeeze in real life. Tickets are now available. Hit the link in the show notes and make sure to drop me a little message to know that you're coming, because I cannot wait for these events. Next dilemma. Oh God, I love these dilemmas. Okay, how do you deal with intimacy stuff and having a kid? Do you know what? If you'd asked me this at 6 or 9 months postpartum, I'd be like, I am the wrong person to ask. We did not have sex. I mean, at least for 6 months. I think it was longer. I can't remember the exact date. It wasn't like I like marked it on a calendar, but like it was at least not 6 months. And I'm aware that is like a really long time, but I had a lot going on down there. Had a lot going on down there. We were doing other things, but sex was off the cards. So I just want to say, depending how far you are into becoming a mum, it's totally a-okay if you're not having sex right now. Let's just normalize that a little bit more. Because when I then went to friends with that, they were like, babe, that is so fucking normal. I had some friends that were literally having sex like a week or two later. I'm pretty sure you're not even cleared for sex a week or two later, but they were having it. And I had other friends who were like, yeah, no, that was like out of bounds for a really long time. Like everyone's different. I think the worst thing you can do postpartum is push your body into intimacy before it's ready. Pushing your body into intimacy before it's ready, full stop, just isn't good. I think when you get into tune with how, as women, we open, and that opening is often very, very slow, the thought of forcing it just is a complete turn off. So just giving yourself time, depending how far into postpartum you are. But if you're further on in the journey, you're down for a good fuck, but you're like, how do I manage this with having a kid? These would be my tips. So first of all, put sex in the diary. You can tell I'm a Capricorn. But seriously, you guys, like have a night, at least one night, where you're like, that is our night. And I wouldn't actually call it sex. I would maybe call it like date night or connection night or intimacy night. And do you know what? Honestly, you're probably going to be fucking knackered. And probably the last thing you want to do is have sex or even get intimate. And the way that I've really navigated this and worked around this is just like the same way when you're having actual sex, like ease into it. I will just ease into the evening. So I mentioned some practices already, but maybe it's putting some candles on, starting with a massage, having a bath together, whatever it may be. Or it could just be talking. Doing some talking practices can actually really get you to soften towards your partner. Heart breath as well. I'm a really big fan of like feeling into each other's heart, synchronized breath, just really starting to sync up our energy and drop into connection with each other. Eye gazing. Like there's so many simple practices you can do here that even if you don't end up having sex, even if you stopped after that practice, you are cultivating intimacy with your partner and cultivating that feeling really alive and really connected and really in love, which by the way is really important as parents. Like you need to make sure that you are still cultivating your guys' relationships outside relationships. Maybe you're having multiple relationships, I don't know, but relationship outside of being parents. So cultivating intimacy is not necessarily having sex, putting it in the diary. And then just seeing where it leads, like letting it lead on, meeting yourself where you're at. So even if you're exhausted, showing up exhausted and being like, I'm tired right now and I am open to connection and I am open to intimacy. Honestly, sometimes it is just a bit of an energy, but you'll feel so much better afterwards. So like summoning that energy, know you're feeling good, not putting pressure on it. I think not putting pressure on it's huge. But that would honestly be my biggest tip, like putting it in the diary, having a night where you drop into intimacy every single week. Now, I think a difficulty here can be kids' sleeping patterns and things like that. Here are a couple of ways that you can get around this. First of all, I know this is such a personal preference, by the way, so please don't come at me. I'm the biggest believer in the world that different parents get to do different things. Some of my best friends have very different ways of parenting to me, and they are the most amazing mums. So don't come at me, but I personally don't like kids in the bedroom. Like I had Leo in our bedroom till he was 6 or 7 months, and that felt good for me. And then it felt really scary to not have him out the bedroom. I was really anxious the first couple of nights, but it did so much for our intimacy. And honestly, the more like alive they're getting, I don't want to be having sex with my kid in the room next to me. Like, honestly, that's such a turnoff for me. I can't even comprehend. Like, no. So I think first of all, if they're not already, get the kids out the bedroom. If you have older kids and they're kind of climbing into bed with you at a certain point, I would just like have it earlier on in the evening, you know, like straight after they've gone down. If you know that they'll be down for a few hours, or you know after 10 they don't tend to wake up, I would do it then. Or if you've got the flexibility or you work from home and things like that and your babies are still napping, do it during nap time, you know. Weekend nap time sex when you've got a bit more energy during the day. Fucking great. So those would be my top tips on intimacy stuff and having a kid and how you can upgrade your sex life even as a parent. I'm thinking if there's anything more I want to add to that. No, I think we're good there. Let me know how you get on. I want updates from all of these, by the way. I want to hear how fucking great your sex life is after you've gone to town with your partner. I want to hear about how you're connecting even with the kids. But let's go on to the last dilemma. So other end of the spectrum here. I am so protective of my energy more and more, and now I'm questioning who to have sex with when single. This is such an amazing question, and I actually wish I'd known this when I was single. I'm going to say something quite controversial here, but I regret quite a lot of the people I've slept with, which isn't to say I've slept with loads of people, but like I do regret quite a lot of them. Why do I say that? I feel like when I was younger, I think I was often seeking love and approval externally too often. And I look back at my younger self and part of me wants to high five her because she had like a fucking wild time. I was like a party girl. It was great. I had a great life and I got myself in some very funny situations. Like, I mean, if we ever have a couple of wines, like I can tell you some stories, put it that way. Okay. So part of me is like, lol. But another part of me is like, oh, babe, like, no, like that guy was so unworthy. That guy was such a fuckboy. Like, why did you even go there? You know, why couldn't you just love on yourself a little bit more there? So I think it would have been really good to have had more awareness around this. And I just want to celebrate you, first of all, for having this awareness now. This is such a gift to have. And I think when you are more mindful of your energy and aware of your energy and protective of your energy, you realize what an intimate act having sex is. It is such an intermingling of energies. And I think this is a great thing that you are more protective of your energy now. So who to have sex with when single? Well, first of all, there's a couple of options here. I mean, first up, you could not have sex unless you're in some kind of partnership or agreement with that person. I have friends that take on lovers, so it doesn't necessarily have to mean an actual relationship, but even in the containership of lovers, there are certain boundaries, agreements, a cultivation of safety that feels really, really good in that. So you could not have sex unless it's in partnership, romantic partnership, or unless it's in some kind of like lover container that you have both agreed to. Outside of that, I mean, I'll be honest, I think that's my advice. Honestly, I just wouldn't have sex outside of that. I would have sex with people you're in partnership with, or I'd have sex with people who you've agreed to be some kind of lover with, or agree to have an intimate experience with. I wouldn't, maybe just don't have sex outside of that. If you're listening to that and you're like, fuck that, Alex, that sounds so boring, I cannot agree to that, fair. I would just be discerning in that case, noticing your reasons for having sex as well. Like if it's pleasure, like how can you cultivate your own self-pleasure a lot more as well without necessarily needing a partner there to do that? Make sure, like I said, there isn't an energy of searching for love or safety or connection outside of yourself through that vehicle. I would really make sure that you're going in with clean energy, and the people that you are going into sex with. Why do I sometimes say things in such a weird way? Going into the sex with. Why? Make sure the people that you are having sex with feel into their energy, you know? Like, are they giving fuckboy vibes? I know you can't always tell. Like, I've definitely... I mean, I remember I was seeing this guy. He told me he was in love with me. And, like, I was about to move away to Australia. Someone who met him, a family member, said, like, I'm really worried about him. Like, I think he's going to be gutted when you leave. He just seems so besotted with you. Well, turns out I had another fucking girlfriend the whole time. So I get it. It's not always easy to be discerning. It's not always easy to tell. But to the best of your abilities, be discerning of who that person is. Feel into their energy. I don't know. Maybe sage their cock before you have sex with them. Who knows? Like, but honestly, I would just say just don't have sex, like, unless it's in partnership or lovers. Like, I don't know. I want to know what other people think. Like, should you be enjoying your single years and shagging around and like having an amazing time? Or is sex something that's sacred and that should be only in partnership? Like, I don't know. This is where I'm at it, with it now. Like, I just wouldn't. Yeah, I Logan's putting his hand up. He's saying be selective, girl. So like, I don't know. I would be selective with who goes near you personally. And if all else fails, sage's cock. I think that was some solid advice from me. Amazing. Okay, I fucking love these dilemmas. Like, I am so down for the sexy dilemmas. Please send me more of these. This is so much fun. So we've got the WhatsApp that is in the show notes. Also, you can pop me a DM on Instagram. I will, of course, keep you anonymous. I would love some voice notes as well. No one's voice noted as yet. Like, who's going to be the first voice note? I want a voice note. We'll play out the voice note. Unless you want it anonymous. Unless we can hear your voice. I don't know. Send us a voice note if you're open to it, if you're open to being on the show. If not, everything's completely anonymous. Zero fucking judgment from us. Trust me. So send in your juiciest sexy dilemmas. I want to hear them. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And I'm sending you so much love, so much joy, so much abundance, and so much hot sex.